Hey everyone, welcome to This Show is a Disaster. And today we're going to talk about social media for emergency management. My name is Jason McLaren, and I did my thesis on this for my master's degree and just wanted to kind of revamp it a little bit. I may have to rewrite that and post it since social media has changed so much since then. But, with the pandemic that's going on with coronavirus, we have a lot of stuff going on, and I just want to talk about a little bit of the good and the bad of social media and some of the trends I've been seeing just over the past couple weeks with everyone doing their social distancing and staying home as much as they can over the past few weeks and trying to meet all the guidelines that we need to meet. But so the good of social media obviously is that you can spread good messages, and that could be everything as far as logistics, such as right now we're battling the mask shortage around the country, and the CDC is putting out new guidelines on what types of masks are good and what people should be doing out there in the field. And recently they've changed their stance on wearing a mask doesn't help. Wearing a mask doesn't help, and now pretty much are encouraging everyone to wear a mask. Well, we have a mask shortage, so it's hard to have everyone wear a mask if you have to leave your house even to go grocery shopping or do an essential task. So these mask templates have been being distributed via not only the CDC but a lot of other venues on how to make masks, either through sewing or no sewing, and then even some 3D printing masks have been coming out. For those that are into the 3D printing realm, which gets into a whole nother topic, but without social media, we wouldn't be able to distribute all these types of resources and files that you need to do that kind of thing, and videos and that sort of thing on how to make these masks for people to use. But it's also been helpful with the whole social distancing thing because when this whole pandemic started, no one really had even heard of the word social distancing before. It was a new term and no one had heard of it, and so it was kind of important to kind of get out there and explain what that was and what the expectations were. And that was done a lot through social media and the news, for those that don't use social media very often. But social media was used a lot for that, especially with emergency management agencies making flyers and that sort of thing to kind of educate people on what's going on. And then also retailers were able to use the guidelines to make specs and, put lines on the ground in their stores so that people could maintain those distances. And networking is another useful thing for social media because you're able to network with your peers, especially if you're in the emergency management realm. And I've been using this a lot and networking with my peers at other agencies, at other organizations. That way I can pick their brain on things, they can pick my brain. We're able to share resources that are out there and kind of start battling this thing, as a whole rather than everybody working in their own little area. Then finally, on the good side is humor. I mean, we're all stuck in the house or in our emergency operations center for 12, 14-hour days, and you get kind of antsy. And so I've been seeing a lot of memes and joking videos come out about all what's going on, especially on some of the newer social media sites. Right now, TikTok's really hot, so there's been a lot of memes and videos on there about social distancing and that sort of thing. So it's a way to kind of break the ice and meet some of those humorous needs that we need in times like this. So, all right, now getting into the bad. So obviously, with all kind of disasters, you get these bad people, not bad people, bad actors that kind of just are trying to stir up the hype, and I call this hysteria messages. And so you see these messages going around all the time, like, oh, they're gonna, do whatever, and it's always trying to stir people up and get some shares or likes or comments on the post or whatever. Or sometimes they're just doing it just to be, maybe they don't even know that it's not a true statement. But in my thesis, I talked about this a lot on the false ramifications of social media. But you know, the one that I see almost every time we have a big disaster, whether it be a large hurricane or something like that, is the National Guard deployment. You see this copy and pasted. It's, you know, the president is deploying the National Guard, and you know, they're going to do martial law. And we talked about this in episode 3 a little bit on the social networking side. But you know, you see that message go out, and then actually this time for this pandemic, I've seen a actual printed version of this where somebody had taken this message, pasted it onto a Word document or something, put all these logos on it, National Guard logos and American flag and that sort of thing. It looked very elementary to me, but somebody had did that and started printing them out and passing them out, trying to spread this message that the National Guard was being deployed and martial law was being enacted. So that's social media kind of reversed. You know, they're printing it out and passing it out. Then you see the fake pictures. You always see during these bigger disasters, fake pictures or reused pictures from old disasters, where it's making something look worse than it is. And there's several resources out there for those that don't know. One I use a lot is called TinEye, TinEye. It's a reverse image search. That's usually my first go-to. If I see a picture that's kind of suspect, I'll upload it to TinEye and see if I can find where it came from. A lot of times you'll see that it's either a doctored photo that makes whatever it is look worse, or it's a picture from an old disaster. You know, they found the worst picture from this old disaster and are sharing it again, trying to get it to go viral, whatever. And then we get into the security side of things. Right now, a lot of people are at home, like I said. Everybody's moved to online learning, so they're having to use resources. Well, Zoom is a online conferencing software that wasn't really well known to people outside the networking or conference calling space before this, and I'm not sure how it got so popular, but somebody must have liked it and shared it and probably used social media to pass around the message. They use Zoom because it's free and all that, but they've been getting a lot of flack lately about their security, and that some hackers have figured out that the conference call numbers kind of, I guess they went sequential, and so they had made a algorithm to kind of hack these rooms. Basically, they were just taking the URL and adding the conference call room number to it, and were able to enter these conference calls that were not password protected and kind of do some malicious things while they were in there, either playing videos that weren't appropriate for the audience, especially if it's a school. But those are kind of things we want to look out for when we're social networking on these kind of times. And then phishing scams are really big right now because they know everybody's at home and on their computer. So they're these hackers are ill informed or ill will people are trying to phish content, and this is phishing, phishing, for those that are not into the hacking realm and don't understand that term. But phishing is when they email you or kind of get a hold of you somehow and try to elicit information from you and get access to your account or get access to something they're not supposed to have access to. But I will probably bring on some experts later to talk about that because that's a very hot topic right now. But anyway, so that's all. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. Share, like the post, share it with your friends. Let them know what we're talking about here. And once again, we're always open to having subject matter experts on the show. If you want to check that out, go to jasonmclaren.com, send me a message on there, and I will get you on the show. Thanks for listening.